On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, pregnancy loss affects around one in every four pregnancies, most often before 12 weeks of pregnancy. The loss can have physical impacts on the pregnant woman and emotional and social impacts on the woman and their partner. It can happen at work and people can continue working while experiencing these physical and emotional impacts. But is that right? Well, joining me to discuss this further is Labour TD Marie Sherlock. Marie, you're very welcome to the programme. And I do think workplaces are a really important context to consider and when we're discussing pregnancy loss, because most women are going to be of an age where they're in paid employment when or if this happens to them.
Absolutely. And good evening, Ciara. I think the reality is that while most people think of pregnancy loss as being a health issue, it is just as much of a workplace issue. And the reality now is that if a woman experiences pregnancy loss before 24 weeks, her only recourse to taking time off is to take sick leave. And, you know, she's not sick. And I think we need to be clear about that. And indeed, I would have got so many harrowing stories from women who have, you know, suffered multiple miscarriages and have exhausted all their sick leave and effectively have left with no option but to work through it. And, you know, for some women, they get through the process quite smoothly, and for others, it's quite a harrowing experience. And I suppose it's to be able to recognise that within the workplace. Back in 2021, when I was in the Shannon, myself and party leader Ivana Batrick brought forward a bill providing workplace leave, both for those experiencing early pregnancy loss and also going through fertility treatment, because I think that's the other part of it as well, in terms of those who have to go through fertility treatment and the amount of time that is required. And again, they're not sick, you know, but they do need an accommodation. And unfortunately, you know, that bill got support right across party support in the Shannon. It came to the Dáil and it has effectively sat there since.
I mean, for those women that you talk about that have perhaps exhausted their leave, are they just relying on the compassion of their employers, or if they're very, very lucky, they'll be working for an employer who has some policies around this area?
Yeah, and look, some employers do. And, you know, I must say it was the INTO, the teachers union, who originally came to us about this particular issue, because they were seeing, you know, on a regular basis, teachers having to work through, you know, this very distressing event in a particular person's life with no kind of fallback or no leave provision. But, you know, there's lots of other workplaces where people can't necessarily aren't afforded the accommodation, or indeed, you know, just have to turn up for work, and there's no recognition. And again, I suppose a big part of this is getting the conversation going, because often, you know, a person disclosing their pregnancy before 12 weeks, there's almost a taboo about it in this country, and some women don't feel comfortable disclosing what has happened. And I suppose it's to get that conversation going and saying it is okay to say it, but also, you know, we need employers to be understanding as well, that if, you know, you give your worker some time off, I'm sure you'll get that time back in spades. But it is to you know, have that recognition in the workplace, and to have that in, you know, hardwired into legislation. That is critical, so that there's a level playing field for all women, both women in better paid jobs who, you know, will tend to have probably greater flexibilities, and those in lesser paid jobs who won't have those flexibilities but should also be afforded them as well.
You mentioned the secrecy there, and I think a lot of women are very private, and their partners, if there's a partner there, about their pregnancy up until that 12-week stage, because there is still this nervousness about whether you will be able to carry the pregnancy full term. Why do you think we are still sort of uncomfortable disclosing perhaps pregnancy loss, and what do we need to do to perhaps normalise the conversation around that while respecting somebody's privacy?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, you know, as any woman who's been through a pregnancy will tell you, obviously, the 12-week scan is the all important, you know, the kind of for many people, you know, the first major scan that they will have. And I suppose that, you know, taboo about saying anything prior to that has grown up around that. But look, I think the reality is when we look to other countries, the likes of New Zealand, Portugal and other countries, they have forged ahead in having this workplace leave. I should add that, you know, to his credit, then Minister Rodrigo Gorman commissioned a government report from the Pregnancy Loss Research Group out of UCC in Cork to actually look at the situation in other countries with a view to ultimately legislating when he was a minister in the previous government.
There's and not that report, many. I'm just looking at it here. 10 of 81 high-income countries provide off work.
But I suppose when you look at you know a number in Europe or many are in developed countries, and I suppose certainly Ireland, you know, should be part of that list. And I suppose the critical thing is that that report was issued to the department in January 2024, and yet there has been zero progress since then. And I think that is really regretful that that ultimately there are women out there who would really benefit from this workplace leave. It's not a leave that's going to be taken up, you know, on a very regular basis. But to those women who are going through a miscarriage, it would be crucially important. And it is, I suppose, part of the wider walking away by this current government of some of the workplace benefits, or, you know, I suppose rights that had emerged over the last number of years. And it is a real pity because there are, as I say, I get so much correspondence from women saying they have exhausted their sick leave, particularly if they have been through multiple miscarriages and are in a very difficult situation. And I think the mark of a modern, compassionate country should be that we afford people space when they're going through times like this.
All right, Marie Sherlock, thank you for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.